Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I also am one of the co-hosts of Beyond Damascus, where Encounter meets Mission. Check us out wherever you download podcasts or here on St. Gabriel on Saturdays. Today, we're reading from Luke chapter 7, starting in verse 36. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Who is this then that even forgives sins?" He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at the table said to themselves, "Who is it then who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is a long and awesome reading. This is one of those most beautiful and profound moments where Jesus kind of breaks open a story for us that challenges our expectations of how the world operates, right? Oftentimes, I think we're led to believe a narrative that would suggest that those of us who are living a holier lifestyle, right? Those of us who are doing all the right things, who are observing proper disciplines and habits of prayer, and that in some way that we are better off. In this scenario, I think Jesus paints a different picture for us, like he usually does. He suggests in this encounter with Simon and with this woman who of course anoints Jesus's feet, who cries over them, who weeps over them, who kisses his feet, that this one who has been forgiven much, this one who has been invited into a relationship that, for all intents and purposes, she didn't earn, she didn't deserve, that she somehow understands the love of Jesus to a greater capacity than one for whom it was easy. This is a beautiful invitation for us to remember this aspect, this way of describing, of explaining Jesus's love that we call mercy. Mercy is a love that is precisely unearned. Mercy is the love of Jesus that we couldn't have any way of deserving. It's an acknowledgement that the love that Jesus offers us is something that's beyond our ability to earn through our own good behavior. Mercy is the love that Jesus offers all of us. Any sense that we may have that through our action, through our behavior, through our habit and our commitment, that we somehow earn a closer relationship, earn greater access to heaven, earn greater access to his love or his acceptance or his mercy. It comes from a place of misunderstanding of what the love of Jesus actually entails. Not a single one of us, no matter how well behaved, or no matter how lucky we are, right? Not one of us can deserve the gift that Jesus freely gives. Let's pray today that Jesus would teach us how to depend on him. And in the areas where we've come to believe that maybe, you know, I've got this handled, that Jesus would show us that only in depending on him, in being desperate for him, can we come to know everything he has for us.